Israel's parliament voted to install a new coalition government, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12 years in office as prime minister. Naftali Bennett, an ally turned rival of Netanyahu, is Israel's new prime minister. Bennett has vowed to try and unite the nation while also presiding over the eight parties comprising the coalition, each with little in common aside from their opposition to Netanyahu. The former prime minister, however, says he plans to continue fighting for his supporters against this new government.
I will lead you to a daily struggle against this bad and dangerous left-wing government in order to topple it. And with God's help, it will happen much sooner than you think.
President Biden has congratulated the new government, saying his administration is fully committed to working with Bennett. The two later spoke by phone about Israel's security. Here to talk about the coalition change in Israel is Executive Vice President of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, Trita Parsi. Trita, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What do you make of this news, and what is the anticipated relationship between the United States and Israel moving forward?
Well, I think the Biden administration probably has taken a sigh of relief. Not having to deal with a Netanyahu-led government is going to be making some of their work a bit easier, particularly when it comes to the nuclear negotiations with Iran, and potentially also when it comes to the tense relations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Netanyahu and Biden have famously had a pretty decent relationship personally, but on policy, they're quite far away from each other. But it's been very clear the Biden administration did not want to have any open tensions with Netanyahu for a variety of reasons. Netanyahu, on the other hand, seemed to take a certain degree of political benefit by actually having tense relations and opposition to the US president. So I think Biden is probably quite relieved. Whether this will last or not is a different question, because this new government is extremely shaky. The only thing that seems to unite them, as your report stated, is their opposition to Netanyahu.
All right, Trita, what can you tell us about Israel's new prime minister?
We don't know as much about him as we obviously do about Netanyahu, who's been on the stage for a very long time. But the new prime minister only had roughly 6% of the vote in the recent elections, but he has managed to put together a coalition that gave him a majority, which is exactly, you know, the reason why they can come together as the opposition to Netanyahu. He is pretty far out to the right, though, in many ways, more to the right than Netanyahu himself was. He is also quite religious, and his opposition to a Palestinian state and support for further annexation of Palestinian territory goes beyond what Netanyahu had stated, at least. The challenge that he has, though, is that his coalition is very, very wide, again, because they're opposing Netanyahu. So whether he will be able to pursue such problematic policies from a U.S. perspective remains to be seen.
When you mentioned that he's further to the right, would that counteract what President Biden is, a Democrat, or is there kind of a different way to look at it from an Israeli political statement?
No, I think he's further to the right because of, particularly on the issue of the Palestinians, as well as when it comes to Israeli society itself. Again, he is from a religious background. The challenge he will have, though, compared to Netanyahu, and this is part of the reason I think the Biden administration is probably drawing a lot sigh of relief, is Netanyahu was quite adept at being able to outmaneuver American presidents, or at a minimum create massive problems for them, because of his extensive relations in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress, as well as throughout the United States as a whole, with major leaders in the United States being quite close to Netanyahu. The new prime minister, Bennett, does not have these relations, and as a result, at a minimum, will not be able to mount such a challenge to the Biden administration on a variety of issues in the same manner that the Netanyahu government could. And the first test of that will probably be the Iran nuclear negotiations. The Biden administration clearly believes that a renewal of that agreement and American returns is clearly in the interest of the United States. Netanyahu had voted to do everything he could to prevent that from happening. Bennett is also opposed to the Iran nuclear deal, but his ability and capacity to create problems for Biden is rather limited compared to Netanyahu's.
Trita, we have heard from President Biden congratulating Bennett on his win, his assumption of power there in Israel as prime minister. But what can you tell us about reaction from other world leaders, especially those in the Middle East?
It's going to be quite interesting. One element that I think will be particularly fascinating is to see the manner in which Netanyahu personally developed very close relations with right-wing governments throughout the world. In many cases, governments that were explicitly anti-Semitic. But nevertheless, from Netanyahu's government, he believed that it lied in Israel's interest to develop relations with those governments, many of them seeking an ethno-state, and as a result, viewing what Netanyahu was doing in Israel as somewhat admirable, because they too wanted to kick out all immigrants. They wanted to have a state that was based on one identity, one ethnicity. This was the case, and he had very close relations with Bolsonaro in Brazil and many other right-wing governments. So it will be very interesting to see how many of those governments will react. In the region itself, I think the first thing that the regional countries will do is try to see, will this new government be able to last? Mindful of the ideological diversity, political diversity within, will it even be able to govern, and how long will it last before there will be yet another Israeli election?
Trina Parsi, thank you so much for taking the time here on News Nation.
Thank you so much for having me.